Kickoff on CBS Sports Radio.
Hour number two of the Smack Off. What's going on? Welcome to the big show. Welcome to the big dance. Welcome to the big arena. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. That was an incredible first hour. We went former champ, former champ, former champ, former champ. Aya Frady made it in for the first time in years. Chael Sonnen, the bad guy, made it back in for the first time in a couple of years. Jeff in Richmond won this thing way back in the early 2000s. I thought that was his best effort in years. Vic and NoCal got run. Jeff in Southfield doing Jeff in Southfield things. Very quickly, some reaction to start hour number two, and then we're right back at it. Carrie Lamy is in. She tweets, it's here, finally. Hashtag SmackOff. Not Total Big E tweets. Powerful stuff from Aya Frady. Love it. Hashtag SmackOff. PingGolf12 tweets, have a feeling it won't be one of the big callers since it's just how 2020 has gone. You never know. How do you have it slotted so far? 1-800-636-8686. Let's get back to it. Already, hour number one has been burned up. Let's keep moving. Now, last year, this dude sat on hold for 3 hours before showing up the Monday after and promising revenge that nobody in the jungle has ever seen. Now it's time. It's time to see it. Everybody has waited a year to get another crack at this event. This guy, however, has waited 2 years. Appearing in his fourth Smack Off, representing Beantown, we now go to Mark in Boston. Mark, you are in. Mark, do your thing.
Did Jeff say he was rolling a couple of fatties? Hey, when you get to the bottom of the hill, how hard is it going to be to get to the back of the top? Hey, Jim, Jeff in Southfield isn't a location, it's a destination. That dude is going to finish south of the entire field, but definitely north of Vic. Hey, Jimmy, I need to give you some props here. It was sweet of you to let Cal in Vegas use his Make-A-Wish to get in the Smack Off. I should have spent more time prepping, but I couldn't stop watching Cal shotgun a beer like he was a European exchange student who had never had internet or access to the outside world. Ah, yes, this is his beer. I've heard of it. I will try it. So I just pop a hole in the side and put it up to my mouth before opening the top? Oh, it's coming out fast! Hey, Cal, how are you supposed to be able to rip off someone's beard when you can't even rip open a beer? Hey, Shawnee, I took your advice and did Google you. That is the most regrettable image search since two girls... Anyway, it looked like someone put 2XL clothes on a bowling pin, dude. Sean, you look like Guy Fieri if you went bald and broke. Are you the host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Career Dives? Shawnee has so much oil in his blood, he passes the Kurt Orban test. Cruz Pedregon isn't offering to put Sean on his car this year. He wants to inject him straight into the engine. We waited 12 years for that? Dude, Paige Sporanek thought that call was a huge bust. Guys, go ahead and Google Paige Sporanek. It's a lot better than Sean asking us to Google Esther Roll. You actually will thank me. Hey, look at those pics behind you, dude. I'm a good dad. Bad dads like Brad will be spending Father's Day hammering Dave and Brea memes with Silk while sunbathing and tagging all of his tweets, hashtag quarantining. This dude's basically a deadbeat dad during season. When he comes home after the golf and the Smack Off hammered, his kids treat him like he's returned from an 11-month Iraqi tour. The dog freaks out because he's been gone for so long. Mom records the kids' reactions. Oh my God, Daddy's home. This dude treats the break room at work like some sort of VFW telling old war stories. Yeah, back in 16, some guy stormed the studio. Sneak attack, man, cleared out all the phone lines. We lost a lot of good men that day. Hey, Romy, 3 years is a long time to wait with a chip on your shoulder. And when you have that kind of chip on your shoulder, you go to Mr. Chip on Your Shoulder for support. Hey, Jim, guess what? It's Romo time.
Hey, Romo here. That free solo guy is getting ready to scale Rick in Buffalo's nose.
Plenty of holes for Alex Honnold to grab up there, Romo. Rick looks like he was the goalie for his high school darts team. He modeled his game after EJO.
Brad's voice is so damn irritating, it gives me chalk itch.
You think that guy's voice is bad? Wait till you see his head. His dome has four sharp corners. When his kids want to unlock his iPhone, they point the Face ID at the Minecraft guy.
Sean, let's put down the cookies. What the hell?
Good point, Romo. When you look like a giant glass of milk with eyes, it's not called eating cookies, though. It's called dunking them. Jimmy, Romo once said Ronnie Lott got in his face and told him, if you let somebody punk you once, they'll punk you right out of the game. Last year, I got a front row seat to my own punking, but I'm not leaving. I'm not bleeping leaving. So if any of these clowns are thinking about coming at me today, you best not miss, because in the immortal words of Romo, I will kill you.
Mark in Boston. All right, he made it in. He waited. He said we'd all be sorry. He had some revenge on his mind. Where do you slot him? With the Romo cameo, no less. Let's keep moving. Next up, she. She is a proud member of the Golden Ticket Class of 2020. She recently tweeted that she is not worried about the men in the smack off because she has balls. She is the saltiest player in the game. She is appearing in her first ever smack off. It is Sarah T, representing Lady Clone Nation. Sarah T in Providence. Sarah, good to have you on. What's going on, Sarah? Good luck.
Jim, I am so honored to be here. Thank you so much for including me in the smack off, otherwise known as 20 juvies playing tidy whitey tug of war. Jim, it's official. He switched teams. I mean, he even showcased his new wardrobe this week, and now he's got a whole new group of fans. I'm so happy for him. Happy Pride Month, SpongeBob. Hey, I heard Cal in Vegas was making his call today from a hotel.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
We don't need that, Sarah. You don't need to be doing that, Sarah. Homophobia does not work here or anywhere for that matter. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so why don't we reset very quickly? Let's go to it. And by resetting, I mean, why don't we go to another champ? This dude is your 2013 Smack-Off champ. He is looking to become just the sixth caller ever in Jungle history to hang multiple banners. He has not missed a single main event since he showed up back in 2012. Here he is. For his ninth straight year, Tinseltown zip code, Philly roots. He is Mark in Hollywood. We go there right now. Mark, what's happening?
Big Jim. Yeah, let's go ahead and forget that ever happened. And I'll just go ahead and reference Mark in Boston and his faux tough guy routine. Yo, Mark, you can have 20 Romos on your call. You're still a fake. Yeah, even Mike in Indy thinks you're a fake gangster, and that's coming from the guy who fronts like he's Eminem, but once he gets punched in the mouth, he goes running into Hyde and Chael Sonnen's jockstrap. But Mark, I understand the aggression, Michigan man. You know, if my bum-ass coach Jim Harbaugh kept losing to Penn State and Ohio State every season, and then my corny, kid-kissing quarterback Tommy got bounced on my dilapidated, booger-sugar-addicted city of Boston, yeah, I'd want to get in my car, go back to Dorchester, rob a liquor mart, and drown myself with some lager with my wife, Salty Sarah. But something else caught my eye, Jim, in the lead up to all of this is the mad love affair between Rick in Buffalo and Vic in NoCal. You know, just like Sam and Diane, Ross and Rachel, Ron Manfred in baseball, I don't get why these two kids can't make it work. So Rick's voice sounds like if one of Jeff and Richmond's turds started to speak, and his head resembles a misshapen gangrene bunion. And yes, Vic just made a cringy tandem call that was worse than Lance and Topeka and the Grump. But guys, come on. Stop fighting. What y'all need to do is take a page out of Benny and Wisco and Caleb in Green Bay's book. You know, Caleb doesn't care if Benny has all the charisma of Eldrick Woods and Alonzo Mourning combined, and Benny is fine with Caleb's insecure word vomit he calls poetry. These two aren't fighting. They out here having a picnic with charcuterie boards of bacon fried cheese and pork fried cheese and cheese fried cheese dipped in a chocolate fountain, or, as it's more commonly known, a Wisconsin Weight Watchers plan. But, Jim, one of the biggest shocks leading up to this thing was Les and Laguna calling at the beginning of this week to ask his daddy, Brad, what his smack-off call should be. This guy literally cannot do anything without someone else. You're all gimmicked out, fat Adam Silver. No one wants to shoot a cameo with the Laguna Bacon Bagel, the Laguna Brunch Buffet, the Laguna... you know, honestly, Jim, I could do that all day. I got 1,000 of those. But, you know, I was looking at Brad's pictures on Twitter before this, and not to be rude, but wow, dude got old overnight, didn't he? This some bitch is as ashy as Stevie Francis and has more wrinkles than Mike Martz's 2000 Rams playbook. Easy with the life-extending drugs, blonde Mr. Burns. Stop having Reggie activate your glutes by stabbing you in the butt with Bolroids. Now, clearly, you're fond of being in the nude. Do you want your buttocks to look like a Benito Santiago portrait painted by Jackson Pollock? And speaking of Reggie, how is it that your winger is a breathless, panicking spasmatic? You know, aren't you supposed to be bestie? It's his smack that's gotten old, Jim. None of it makes sense. Listening to him is like listening to Pete Carroll if Pete had dementia. All right, we want Brad in Corona, not Will Ferrell doing his Harry Carey impression. Hey, ever wonder why Mark in Hollywood can't get any acting jobs? He should die. Hey, Mark in Hollywood is a midget waiter. He should die. A death threat is not a punchline, jackass. Look, the guy was a great caller, but at this point he's one quarter short of a quaalude, which is why I suppose he hitched his wagon to the 25-time smack-off champ, Rich Flores. Oh, that's right, Brad, you rat bastard hypocrite. Rich called me a few weeks back and invited me to your joint smack-off after party and said that you two were joining forces this year. Looks like Dick Flowers, Inc., just acquired Brad and Corona Productions in a hostile takeover. Woo! Hey, Brad, you are now Rich Flores' bitch. Who should die?
Mark in Hollywood. He has won this thing before. Nice job, Mark. Where do you slot him? You need to score as you go. Hit it up on Twitter. Hashtag it, SmackOff. We're running through it. Quick recap. Iafredi, Chael, Vic got run, Jeff in Richmond, Jeff in Southfield. Mark in Boston, Sarah got run, Mark in Hollywood. Running up through it. Are you following along on TweetDeck? Are you contributing on social? Hashtag everything, smack off. All right, so I'm taking a breath. I'm looking at my field. I'm looking to see where to go next. I think that I will go to Vancouver. This is a big one. He's appearing in his fourth smack-off. He is representing Canada all by himself. I could argue that nobody's got more pressure than this guy right now. I can make that argument because it's no secret the smack-offs have not gone that well for this brother to the north. Show up strongly today, the narrative changes. Flame out, and then that bad rap gets tatted in ink. The only dude playing internationally today is my man, Matt, in Vancouver. Matt, make it your day, brother. What's going on, Matt?
What up, Rome? I appreciate it. Sarah T's four-second call brought to you by Marlboro. And yeah, I hear these haters out here, Rome, trying to circumcise my shine. They say a young, leaned-out, handsome, confident Canadian with an incredible voice and an even more incredible jawline doesn't deserve to be the king of smack for a year. That a gainfully employed, educated, athletic British Columbian doesn't deserve to have the Jim Rome having his back in the Great American Smack-Off. But I look down south, and good Lord, is America, it's like living upstairs from a meth lab. So it seems to me there's never been a better time to make the Great American Smack-Off crown the Great North American Smack-Off crown. And when I bring that crown across the border, I'll parade that beautiful bitch from Victoria, B.C. to Happy Valley, Goose Bay, spraying maple syrup on the gorgeous specimen lining the streets. That's right. In Canada, we produce men the likes of Matt in Vancouver, while the U.S. produces four-foot-tall wannabe tough guys in hellhole towns like Buffalo and Vegas. And these diminutive perverts like Rick and Cal are using their tiny statures to circumvent their bands from Chuck E. Cheese, Pasquale's Pizza. I got to give credit to these two tough-talking teeny-weeny sons of bitches, though, Rome. They could have hid their pictures, stayed off the internet, but the only issue now is, having seen both these tykes, it's obvious to you, me, and everyone watching that I could throw either of these frauds 70 yards in a tight, crisp spiral and steal both their ladies before they hit the ground. And Rome, I've decided to look out for you and all the American clones, from California to to New York and to all those anonymous, worthless states in between where there's a layer of dirt covering everything. I'm inviting you all up to join Team Canada. Just say the word and I'll open up the border. And you all know if you're being honest with yourselves, you want to come. I look down south. I see a once proud and glorious franchise, but that franchise is clearly entering a full rebuild. I mean, I'm constantly hearing jolly Americans, it's the greatest country in the world. Really? What makes America the greatest country in the world? Freedom? There are 207 sovereign nations in the world, and like 180 of them have freedom. You're 7th in literacy, you're 27th in math, you're 22nd in science, and you're freaking 49th in life expectancy. It's like Michigan men still claiming Jim Harbaugh is the greatest coach in college football just because he dropped 50 on Rutgers at 7 a.m. on a Big Ten Network 3. JT the Brick writing a book thinks that statement is audacious. Rome, when you read that paragraph from JT's book the other day, it was the first time anyone not in the Brick family had heard of that self-published nonsense. Rome, America leads the world in two categories, number of incarcerated adults per capita and old faithful morbid obesity. The first step to addressing a problem, America, is admitting there is one. America isn't the greatest country in the world anymore. You're looking up at it. But with all that said, Rome, respect where respect is due. Even if I had to go back to 1980 to find it, the 1980 U.S. men's Olympic hockey team, a team nobody gave a chance to, a team that shocked the world, a team that on paper didn't have a damn chance. But on that day, that one day, they looked the Red Army in the eye and they punched him in the mouth and they made a miracle happen. That doesn't sound like America in 2020. That sounds like Team Canada in 2020, a one-man wrecking crew who may not win in a best of seven, but today, the day that matters, went out and shocked the world. That's all I got, Romy. I left it all on the ice. God bless America. God bless Canada. God bless the great North American smack off. Peace.
Peace. My guy, Matt Vancouver, his best showing today, without question. Atta kid, Matt. Well done. All right, where do you slot him? Where do you have it? Take a breath, take a break. Look at everybody who's called so far. Make sure you're scoring as you go, and then hashtag it SmackOff on Twitter. Having a great day. I told you today would work. SmackOff number 26. The field is as deep as it's ever been. We've had several former champs come through, and still, arguably, the GOATs are ahead. Keep coming. Hit me up on Twitter. Hashtag it SmackOff. Clunch, you've heard me talk about Walmart delivery before, but now Walmart has their fastest delivery service yet. Walmart Express Delivery. Get groceries and more delivered from their door to yours with no contact delivery in 2 hours or less. Zero markups. Same low prices as in-store. Do not let work, kids, an at-home workout, or whatever else life throws at you right now get in the way of getting what you need when you need it. Try Walmart Express Delivery today. Restrictions and fees do apply. Walmart Express Delivery.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've run through 9 calls already in the first half of the program for Smack Off. That's great. That means almost everybody's got a shot at getting in. Anybody who is everybody, or everybody who is anybody. And as I mentioned at the very top of the program, it doesn't matter that it is the big dance. You can't get run. Vic got run. Sarah got run. You can get run even on this day. We've had a number of former champions already. Here is another one. This man is your 1998 champion. He's also appearing in his record-setting 21st Smack-Off. Think about that for a minute. There have been 26 of these things. This guy has been in 21 of them. You can argue it's not actually a Smack-Off if Stevie Carbone is not in the Smack-Off. So let's go ahead and make it official right now. Let's make this a Smack-Off. We go now to Steve Carbone. Stevie, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Jim, thanks for having me on. Look, I don't know who's going to win this thing today. Well, I kind of do, but I just know whoever it is hasn't called yet. Here's how I've got this thing stacked so far. The sports update at the bottom of the first hour, his update at the top of last hour, but then you got Clark Kellogg's 60-second take on Black Lives Matter on CBS Sports Network. That one's got a chance. Close race right now. And when did I afraid he turned into Trapper for his calls? Wrong show for that take, Kenneth. Jim, you just mentioned my history with this show. Coming into this year, 20 of 25 smack-offs, 80%. No one's been in it more, yet I've won 4% of them. So I'm not sure what that says about me. I'm like that team in baseball who puts runners on base every inning, then hits under a buck with runners in scoring position. Maybe we should just stop talking about all the participation ribbons I've been getting in these things from now on. Okay, Jim, if you're not first, you're last. And if you're first, well, then you're from the 909 with a narcissistic personality disorder. I think one of the fascinating stories of today, Jim, is what you laid out earlier this week. And that was all the layers to the Brad and Sean storyline today. But one you forgot to mention was the layers to Brad's pure, unadulterated arrogance. You see what I did there? You totally thought I was going to go with the layers to Shawnee's neck rolls, didn't you? No, no way. I'm better than that. These guys have their personal battle today, fighting for number 6 and the rights to be referred to as the greatest caller in sports talk radio. Hold up now. Doesn't the Paul Feinbaum show have some Billy that calls them every day with SEC smack? You know what crouton is, Jim? It's always a topic in SEC radio. Hey, Paul, thinking Bama needs good crouton class this year to overtake Dabo and his boys? Oh, hang up and listen. Crouton, it's a thing. How about you just hang up and never speak on national airwaves ever again? Jim, I'm real interested in how the NBA season is unfolding, but more so, how these players are going to navigate the guidelines they're laying down in the Orlando bubble. I know some teams are going to get cooped up figuring out defensive strategies and how do we contain LeBron and AD. I'm much more interested in how some teams design an offense to allow their side pieces into Orlando. You mean you expect them to be away for 2 months and not have sex with someone other than their wife? Here's what I want to know. Do the side pieces get their own room or do they have to share with the wife? Or does it not even matter since the wives have turned a blind eye to it for years anyway? You might think that it's tough defending Russell Westbrook's speed, but I guarantee you these guys are much more worried about how quick they're going to have to sneak Angelique from Crazy Horse through the hotel back doors after lights out. Jim, I loved hearing JT on the show earlier this week. I especially loved that he hit me the diagonal on my JT the Brick bingo card. So check this out. Going from bottom left to top right on my card, I had Smack Off Champ, National radio show, 6 figures at Merrill Lynch, knew I'd win, 2-decade career. I'm thinking of buying his book, but I just need a heads up. Does he lay out his resume again in the prologue or at the end of it? Keeping it in the Fox family, I saw that Jason Whitlock and Clay Travis joined him at Outkick Your Coverage. Huh. I guess Whitlock and Travis together proves there can be bad people on both sides. And Clay, I'm not sure how this dollar store version of Skip Bayless has gotten the run he has, but you sure found the right network. What's the show called again? I'm not racist, but I saw Dr. Fauci and Gavin, Governor Newsom are requiring everyone to wear masks again, which is perfect for Clay, since that's how he attends all his meetings. And finally, yesterday at that article that came out, Jim, explaining all the ways to have a great call in the smack off. Well, damn, if I didn't just have one that had self-deprecation, groupie smack, and impression, network smack, cracking on clones, old school and new school references, hey, that 5K would be nice, but I am much more interested in becoming part of the two-timers club. This call was cut 2 minutes shorter because that's what Kyle Brandt told me to do. See ya, Jimmy.
Atta boy, Stevie Carbone. Well done. He is a former champ. He mentioned the $5,000. Let me reiterate, $5,000 to the winner today. Nothing for second place. $5,000 thanks to my pals at Four Sharp Corners, the world's largest seller of PSA graded sports cards. They buy and they sell the highest quality, highest graded sports cards. You can find them at foursharpcorners.com. Stevie Carbone. Appreciate you, Steve. Nice job. Next up, a member of the 2020 Golden Ticket class. For all of his amazing regular season calls, this guy only has had one previous smack-off appearance. Exactly 0 top 10 finishes to show for it. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm expecting this guy to show up in a big way today. Hide your beards. Stay out of McCarran Airport. Appearing in his second smack-off from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know I'm talking about Cal. Cal in Vegas. Good luck, Cal. How are you?
Hey, y'all. Watch this. Jim, I couldn't believe the old gunslinger Brett Favre was bent because the Packers drafted a quarterback. Jordan Love is a straight-up baller. He's better than that gimpy midget that the Dolphins drafted. Love averaged 47 points a game as a sophomore. Dude had Utah State ranked 14th. You ain't never going to see that again. Hey, Favre, Lynn Dickey didn't give a rip when the Packers got you back in 92. Don Majkowski didn't freak out when they drafted your replacement. Favre, you haven't thrown a touchdown pass in 10 years. What makes you think the Packers would listen to you regarding personnel moves? I mean, your judgment stinks. That's why you got busted sending pics of your little dong to that lady that worked for the Jets, allegedly. Hope that was worth it. Favre, you ain't got no game. I'm Brett Favre. I got a free pair of Wranglers. I'm Brett Favre. Check out my dirty lid. Man, I'll rip that dirty lid off your head and slap you with it. Then I'll hit you harder than Warren Sapp. I told Percy I'd do this. Come on, Jared. Woo! Now you're done. Jim, you've been doing this smack-off thing for a long time. You got a bunch of old dudes hanging around this place. Guys like Stevie Carbone. Steve's so old, he invented the smack-off. Carbone's been around longer than Jim Leland. Once in a year, this guy flares up like some bad case of herpes. Steve, I think it's about time that you step down and retire. Next time you're in Vegas, I'll throw you a smack-off retirement party. We'll do it at the Spearmint Rhino. You'd like that, you old pervert. For those of you that don't know, Reality Steve has a spoiler alert website. He tells you which piece of trash is going to get voted off the island and which skanks are going to get a rose on The Bachelor, and we don't need that garbage up in here. Another old dude creeping around this place is Silkbag. Silk's the king of lame scopes. Silk, you make wood scopes seem funny and entertaining. Silk, do us all a favor. The next time you shoot a scope, put a shirt on. No one wants to open up their Twitter app to look at some old man's gray chest hairs. Every scope is the same. You're falling down drunk and talking about stuff nobody cares about. Silk's always talking trash. Silk, you don't want none of this. I'm going to Rich's barbecue tonight. As soon as I get there, I'm slapping you. Then I'm going to shoot a scope of me whipping your ass. Another old man hanging around this place is Caleb in Green Bay. Caleb is 35, going on 85. Lev's been social distancing from females his whole life. What's going on, bro? Tim Tebow got some cookies before you did. The difference is Timothy Richard was a virgin by choice. Lev, I think the reason you don't have any confidence is because you were a really ugly kid. You were so ugly, your cat tried to bury you in your sandbox. Lev's so ugly, his proctologist stuck his finger in his mouth. Lev claims to be the Karl Malone of the smack-off because he knows he'll never win a title. Karl Malone, you wish. More like DeMarcus Cousins. What's good, baby? I got a box of donuts for you, fat boy. How many you got, fat boy? Krispy Kreme, fat boy. A while back, Lev took a Vegas vacation. He showed up with his mom. Who the hell takes their mom to Las Vegas? All you did was go to restaurants. Lev, there's more to do in this town besides eat. Krispy Kreme, fat boy. Another old man wannabe. I'll give you a little credit. That's a smart move to come in here and act like Cal. It's because I'm the best to ever do this. When it's all said and done with, I'll have rings on all my fingers. I'll still be winning smack-offs when Jake's sitting in that chair. I'm going to dominate this thing like young. Last and current, certainly least, is the bagging Corona. The B-I-C-H. Brad, three of your titles don't really count because you won those B-C before Cal. I'm Brad and Corona. I take pictures in my underpants. Brad, why are you taking pictures of yourself in your drawers? The next time you do that, I'm calling Child Protective Services. Brad's just prancing around his backyard in his underpants, showing off his camel toe. I'm Brad and Corona. I'm the smack-off champ. I'll rip that crown off your head and beat you with it, bitch.
Cal is just looking to rip everything off of everybody and beat them with it. Man, I'll rip that beard off your face and beat you with it. I'll rip that crown off your head and beat you with it. I'll rip that alcoholic red nose off your face and beat you with it. I'll rip... Cal. All right, what do you do with that guy? Cal was still going to come in and beat some old people. It's unbelievable. If we're 26 in, and that was a segment with Stevie Carbone and Cal, I don't think we've ever taken as many phone calls in the first half of a smack-off as we have this smack-off. And again, to Steve's point, quote, the winner may not have even called yet. And I'm looking at this. This is going to be tough. I've got lots of people bunched up. It is close. It is very close. Who you got going forward? Here comes some heavy hitters. One of the storylines coming up was, this is for the best of the best anyway, but you got 2 5-time winners. Somebody's got to get to 6. The first one to 6 probably is the GOAT. One of them is on hold. Stay tuned. Here is your Bottom of the Hour Sports Update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show, The Smack Off on CBS Sports Radio.
The ones who like to get it done, there is Grainger offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus 24/7 customer support and product specialists. Always ready to answer any question. Call or visit Grainger.com. So how do you have this thing scored? How do you have it slotted? I'll say this. Got this text from my wife, Janet. Quote, Logan loves the last guy. You know who the last guy was? Cal. Logan. Truth be told, Logan does not know the show that well. He does not spend that much time listening to the show. So for him just to drop in the middle of the smack off and say, man, I love that guy. There's a vote. Unfortunately, Logan doesn't have a vote. Unfortunately, his vote does not count. My vote is the one that counts. And I'm looking at the field right now. It's close. Closely bunched together. Who do you like? I could argue we've already had enough for an entire smack off. Yet we're a little more than halfway through it. In fact, way more than halfway through it. And here come the goats, starting with this guy. Man, it's so hard for me to believe that I'm introducing this guy after he had had a 12-year absence. That absence ended last year. But I'm glad that I get to, and I'm glad he's back. If the smack-off were divided into eras, this guy would have his own. He defined the word dynasty. He is your 1999, 2003, 2005, 2006, 2007 smack-off champion. The only guy ever to three-peat. If he wins today, he reclaims his record for most titles ever. He'll own the mark for most years between wins. And he will become the undisputed best caller ever in sports talk radio. Can he break that tie with Brad? He's got 5. The BIC's got 5. Let's find out. We go to Houston. We go to Sean, the Cablinasian. Shawnee, it's good to have you back. What's up, Sean?
It is great to be back. 1998 was the first time I was invited to the Smack Off, and here I am. 3 kids, 2 marriages, and 5 titles later, and this never ever gets old. Hey, props to Jeff in Southfield for being the first caller to make it through his entire call while undergoing electroshock therapy. Dude, why do you talk like that? When you get friends someday, that's going to be a big problem for them. And Mark in Boston, you Googled me, and of course you found stuff about me. I'm relevant. I Googled you, and all I found was a sea of pictures of 100 different chows passed out with vomit caked all over the front of their Larry Bird jerseys. Go away, man. Hey, Jim, I listened to the final segment of the show yesterday just to kind of get hyped up. And, oh, my God, what a horrible segment. I didn't know these dudes are still trying to smack their way into the field on the last day. And all I could think about was that the day before the smack-off is basically week 4 of the NFL preseason. You know, it's like the 11th hour, and dudes are trying to make the team, a bunch of scrubs fumbling and having balls bounce off their face, Rex in Albuquerque, Chris in Toronto, even Jeff on a car phone in Phoenix, all calling in, all getting run. Jeff, we know your hobby is metal detecting. That doesn't mean you need to use a metal detector to make your call, bro. Nice phone. And Jim, if I may, I don't get to address Dodger fans on the radio very often, so let me just say, on behalf of Houston, our 2017 World Series trophy is real, and it's spectacular. So there, I'm sure I'm guaranteed about 100 tweets from Dodger fans who can't turn the page. Oh, garbage can this and cheater that. Yeah, like your team's not cheating too. Like every team's not cheating too. What next? You going to come after me for reading my smack-off calls? You going to stand by the side of the road and try to do a citizen's arrest on everyone going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit? And oh, by the way, we all agree Rob Manfred has been handling this season restart like a complete buffoon. And you all just assume that he nailed the sign-stealing investigation. Sure, Somehow that dude walked away from a meeting with Tony Clark thinking they had a deal earlier this week, and they had no deal. And you know that when Manfred was like 12 years old, Jim, he was the kid who got to kiss a girl playing Spin the Bottle, and he immediately thought they were dating. I'm guessing he made Tony Clark a mixtape as soon as that meeting was over. So, yeah, Dodger vigilante Twitter is bad, Jim, but not nearly as bad as Smackoff ramp-up Twitter. Holy crap, some of you losers and your tweets leading up to this thing. Opening Twitter the last 2 weeks has been like when I had to go to the mailbox while I was getting divorced. There's nothing good in there. It's like lawyer bill, debt collector, tweet from Matt in L.A. Oh, my God, this Matt guy, holy smokes, this rambling moron who's addicted to hashtags and allergic to punctuation. Dude, you're the worst. I wish there was a feature on Twitter where I could just give you 50 cents to go away like a homeless person. Like, here, bro, just don't spend it all on alcohol. God, you're awful, dude. Unfortunately for the mouth breathers like Matt in L.A., there is not much to look up to these days. Example, here are some excerpts from Kyle Koster's piece on The Big Lead yesterday about the Smackoff. These are actual quotes from actual recent Smackoff champions. Leffen Laguna, quote, "The week or two before the Smackoff, I go through all my notes and start to formulate and organize. It makes the 24-hour cramming period that much easier." Jim, this guy's taking notes all year long for a four-minute call? Dude, it's the Smackoff. It's not the Summer Olympics. You wake up, jot your notes down, and go. My God. Mark in Hollywood, quote, "I broke down the sentences. If X was my subject and Y is my predicate, I need to take a detour to get there, and it needs to be really funny." Mark, what the hell are you talking about? It's the Smackoff. It's not Miss McGillicuddy's eighth grade English class. Amazingly, I somehow managed to win five of these by diagramming exactly zero of my sentences. Incredible. Hey, I'll give Brad and Corona credit. At least he figured out this simple formula. You wake up, you call in, and you be the biggest tool you can possibly be. Work for me five times. But Brad, credit where credit is due. You definitely carry out the tool brand better than I ever did. Visor, cigar, shades, shirtless avatar. Great. Checks all the boxes on the douche list. Nice job. I just know you've got that avatar picture on a centaur's body over your fireplace, bro. You know I'm right. I'm guessing Brad and Corona's favorite category on Pornhub is Brad and Corona. So you see, fellow smack runners, it goes like this. I was the first dynasty in this thing, the OG dynasty. I was winning the Smackoff back when the show was 4 hours long and Jim in Fall River had livestock giving birth in the background of his calls. I'm in my fourth decade of doing this. So for the rest of you participating today, battling for my table scraps, who watch sports and wonder what it feels like to be crossed over by Michael Jordan or have Tom Brady piece you for a 98-yard drive in the final 2 minutes, now you know.
He's won five. He's one of the best to ever do it. In an hour, we'll know if he is the best to ever do it. Shawnee the Cowboy Nation, quickly, he's appearing in his 15th Smackoff. I'm glad to have him. He's currently dancing with the devil. He is winning that fight. He's a brother. He's a made man. We all love him. He is Trapper in Dana Point. Trapper, it's good to have you back. Great to have you on, brother. How you doing, Trapper?
Thank you, Jimmy. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for the invite. I am actually calling from a hospital gurney sedated with a port line into my chest and aorta. I got stage 4 bone cancer. I'm feeling a little bit wiped out, but you know what? You know what you call that on June 19th? This year, I call it point shaving because as worn out as I am, I can still hold my own with any of you. Why is that? Because I'm Trapper and you're not. So they say you want to be the man, you got to beat the man, which in this here jungle right now, I guess it's Brad and Corona. So Brad, you got this ongoing war with Matt in L.A. and the best you can do is attack the man's profession and education in a Twitter video that had you doing, what was it, toilet plunger thrusts? The man's a plumber, dude. In the middle of COVID-19, the guy had the courage and talent to be sure people are having water, running water in their homes. And what do you do, Brad? Oh, you sell insurance? Let me have get your attention for just a minute. Put that coffee down, Brad. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm screwing with you? I am not screwing with you. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray, and I'm here on a mission of mercy. Your name's Brad. You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? No, you don't, because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you have just 1 week to regain your job. Oh, I got your attention now, Brad. Good, because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is this here beautiful set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? Are you laughing now, Brad? You think the leads are weak? Well, you're weak. You can't close the leads you've been given. You can't close crap because you are crap. Oh, what's my name? F.U.'s my name. Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an 80,000 BMW. That's my name. You can't close, then go home, tell your wife your troubles. You're a nice guy. I don't give a damn. You're a good father. Screw you. Go home and play with your damn kid. You want to work here? Close. Last, it's been a rough year for whistleblowers. As for the national pastime, major props to Mike Fears, who had the courage to open up that big-ass can of ugly on the cheating, lying, soulless Astros. Of course, the poor guy has been vilified so often, he can't tell who's coming after him next. Commissioner Manfred, loser David Ortiz, or Mike Pompeo and Billy Barr. That's all I got, Jim. It's been an honor to be here. Good luck to all the contestants, and much love to everybody in the jungle. As always, tramps like us, babe. I'm out.
Trapper, from me to you, brother, much love. Much love, much respect. Appreciate you, my brother.
Tramps like us.
Trapper, tramps like us. 30 pieces of silver. Truly.
30 pieces of silver.
Much respect, much love, my brother. All right, hour number three. It's coming down to this. Some of the big guns, the big dogs still to come. The defending champ has not been heard from. Rick in Buffalo has not been heard from. Neither of the Wisconsin boys have been heard from. And by the way, not everybody's going to get through. Now we're up against it. Stay tuned. How do you have it slotted? Get to Twitter. Hashtag it. Smack off.